Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
I kind of feel like we're slowly getting back to some form of normal.
Okay.
I don't know if we are, but on Friday, I'll be going to that event, depending on what's on the circuit for lunch.
And, oh, I'm going.
And if you can feed me well enough.
Yes, I will.
We will go to that Friday morning, which Buccaneers, Rays, Rowdies, and Lightning.
All the cups in one place. All the trophies.
Which will be cool.
Should I bring my trophies?
Then just be quiet for a minute. Then we'll drive down to the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete as Friday kicks off the race.
Yeah.
So we'll go down there. We can't stay too long.
Sure.
Because then we have to drive to Jacksonville to get a cotton swab up our nose, even though we just had it twice for the circus. I didn't know you had to get tested to go to a circus.
You do, absolutely.
And then we go up to the fights in Jacksonville and quarantine.
It's exciting. I'm excited.
Where are you going to quarantine?
Oh, in the octagon.
Okay.
I'm just going to go right there.
All
right.
Just so long as you have a plan.
Yeah.
Everybody has to have a plan, and then they get punched in the mouth.
That's what Tyson said.
So the draft is tomorrow.
What draft?
The beer draft down at FERC.
Oh, okay.
You know, they finally got it fixed.
I'll take an IPA.
And you got it. Well, what?
An IPA.
Isn't that a stock?
No, the IRA. You can't drink those.
I don't know nothing about it.
So what draft is tomorrow? Football?
So, yeah, I believe the draft, the NFL draft is tomorrow.
Okay.
And again, I still think it's just kind of.
Are we still drafting players? Why? We have all this talent. Like, they didn't even really get a full season to gel, and they dominated the NFL last year. So why do we even need to add new pieces?
They didn't dominate last year. They dominated in the playoffs.
But they just started to get their rhythm together. So now they're going to be even better.
They're just going to restock.
So why do they even need to bring anyone in?
Because you restock. Ryan Griffin just re-signed.
Oh, Raiders wingman?
Best job in all of sports.
To keep Tom Brady from drowning?
Well, that, yeah. You know, to get him back to safety, to get him to land in safety. I think Tom said that. You bring him back, because if we have another one of these parades, I may need RG behind me.
What would he do with the Lombardi Trophy next year? He threw it this year. What do you think he does next year? Scuba dive with it?
Melt it down.
Oh, no.
Melt it down into a coin.
Only Tom Brady can melt down a Lombardi Trophy?
That would be phenomenal.
If he wins next year, I would approve of that.
Well, you heard what he said.
But then the family would be so distraught that the father handmade them by the sweat.
Well, the daughter's name's Karen, so I understand.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
I mean, but did you see that whole, like, she thought disrespectful because her dad, da-da-da-da-da?
I think it's disrespectful to everybody that crushes aluminum cans.
Oh.
Why are you so what did the aluminum can do to you that you have to squish it?
Yeah, why do you crush them? Why?
Because,
save space?
Yeah, because you can put more in a bag when you carry it to the recyclable center.
When was the last time you recycled anything?
I've recycled.
At the plant?
Yeah, there's a plant in St. Pete.
Really?
Absolutely.
My dad used to do that when I was a kid. He used to collect them, keep like special garbage cans, and we'd haul them down. And they'd give us like, you know, $100 or $20.
You know, you put the $20. I do all sorts of stuff for quarters. I don't care. I'll take, you know, 6 aluminum cans for a quarter. Why is that funny?
Did Snoop give you a quarter Saturday night?
Well, it was a quarter rolled. It was rolled. I do those apps. You answer questions and stuff. You know, what baby wipe do you use? Huggies.
Wow.
Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear.
Yeah. Of course. So where were we before you took me off?
I don't know. Well, you're talking about the draft, and then I was like surprised that we need any more players because we have all the best players in the league.
It doesn't matter. You still have to stock for next year and the year after. Brady's – all right, maybe he will. I was going to say Brady's not going to play forever, but maybe he will.
Might. He might.
They may close down the NFL when he dies.
It's true. Now, today, so I was talking to Julian Lane. I was training him on the GNAT, and I was talking to him about like who the greatest fighter of all time is. And his answer was?
Rocky Balboa.
Or?
I don't know.
Who's the greatest fighter of all time?
Rocky Balboa.
Who's undefeated?
Rocky Balboa.
Father Time.
Father Time.
I was like, listen. I was like, your body's going to break down. Your joints, you got to work smarter, not harder. And like Anthony Smith is coming together with the mental fortitude. I like the change of the combat sport game. I like the way that the industry is moving. it's not so barbaric and just impact, impact, impact.
So who is the greatest fighter of all time? In your opinion. Time. No, in your opinion. Seriously.
Oh, man. It would be hard to not say Mayweather.
I think it's easy to not say Mayweather.
Why?
Because I don't think anybody was scared to fight Mayweather. Mayweather did a lot like the circus show that we saw on Saturday.
He danced and moved.
He handpicked.
Oh, great.
You know, he boxed. I get that. You know, and that's the whole difference is everybody wants these MMA guys to go in there and brawl. They box. Frank Mir did a decent job. I was going to correct Anthony Smith, but he's too big and bad, and I didn't want him to beat me up. Frank Mir did win a round.
He won fourth round.
He won a round.
He won the fourth.
It doesn't matter.
I was going to stop him, too, but I was like, meh. Yeah.
Well, he didn't stop long enough for me to jump in and correct. Say, I don't want to correct you. And then it was too far down the line. I said, and you were there, I said to Frank Mir's PR people that I didn't think Frank was going to win that fight. He's Frank not a boxer.
Frank didn't expect to win the fight.
I don't know, but yeah, you know, he just wanted to go in and put on a good show.
And he went the distance, yeah, and he earned respect because
I think so.
Steve USS Cunningham was a former world champion boxer. That's his discipline. He was in phenomenal shape. Steve looked great.
Yeah.
Steve was like, you know, honestly, 70 pounds lighter.
Honestly, I thought Frank looked good. You know, he didn't win the fight, but he didn't get embarrassed.
Absolutely.
He wasn't Ben Askew.
It was the best fight of the night.
Yeah.
It was the most competitive fight of the night. Best fight.
You know, and I don't know if Frank landed a whole lot of big blows. You know, Frank, you know, his face showed that he was in a boxing event.
Sure.
He was in a fight. But, you know, that's why somebody just posted and I responded. It said, Jake Paul won MMA 0. And I corrected him. I said, this wasn't an MMA fight.
Right.
It's Jake Paul 3, opponents 0. It has nothing to do with MMA. You know, and I want to get these fans to understand that MMA is not going to go in there and outbox a boxer.
Correct.
I'm not saying Paul.
Because
I'm just saying a boxer.
Because the MMA guys use the jab or the punch to set up a right. takedown
right.
to take it to a different level, to a different discipline of what's MMA.
Right.
So they don't use it to, like, box and move and stick and move and slip and punch and roll
and move and move and all that stuff. All right, I know it's a couple minutes early. We're going to hit this break, then we're going to go out to Las Vegas. We're going to talk to Frank Mir, see what he thought of the circus. You know,
we got to bring on my boy.
He's coming on later.
He's going to talk to Frank. That's his device.
When did this become your show?
Oh, well, I'm in train.
All right, he's out. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. Times have come here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't feel the reaper. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Michael Clayton from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
Listen a little Jake Goff.
I'll play that list.
Jake Goff?
That's the best.
Talk about yourself, sir.
What do you mean? There's nobody else here. It's just me, myself, and I.
Well, you tend to talk a lot to yourself.
I was not even credentialed to be here yet.
he just
showed up.
Ain't that the truth? I'm just sending a text real quick.
Well, while you're doing that, I have some announcement. Ronda Rousey announces that she's pregnant with husband Travis Brown, both former UFC fighters.
Tremendous.
So, they're starting a family. So here's the question I got for you. So we were with Frank Mir this weekend.
Well, speaking right? of which, hold on, I'm going to turn your mic off.
Why?
Because Frank's on the line.
Well, his daughter's a professional fighter. Yeah, she's fighting. And I wonder if Ronda Rousey is going to make sure that her offspring, if they're competitive combat athletes as well.
Let's welcome to the program again, Frank Mir. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brad. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. Appreciate your time. I just kind of wanted to do a post, give me your thoughts on the circus. The event, the whole thing.
Well, obviously, I think the event was very epic and very, had a lot of eyes on it, so that's a plus. I think the musical acts and everything did a really great job being put together, timing of the show. To leave a little bit to be asked for. I was in the locker room 7 hours before the main, I was in there at, 4:45, 5 o'clock. The main card didn't even start till 9 o'clock. I didn't fight till 11, so I was in there for six, almost 7 hours waiting to fight. So that wasn't the best. But as far as like Melissa Henry, so let me pass the music. running outside. Anyways, Melissa Henry did a phenomenal job. The matchmaker Peter really accommodating, so that was all great. As far as all the other factors, I think the only thing that really was kind of the commentary kind of dropped the ball. They didn't allow us to have somebody who really represented mixed martial arts or boxing, a martial artist to kind of give their X's and O's. Oscar was supposed to fit that role, but obviously he was having some issues. And, it kind of made Al Bernstein the lone voice of authority, because, Snoop Dogg and Crying Face, those guys, they're fitting their role. They're exactly what you're going to get, and they're supposed to be that. But, I think it needed to be balanced out with the martial arts and, hopefully the next show will have a better representation of that.
Before I ask you, about your fight, and we saw it from the 100 level. I won't say his name, but luckily I got notified of the whole list of what was going to happen, so we didn't have to show up until about 8. So while you were in the back, we were still at home, which I thank them.
Man.
I wished I could have gotten you that notice so you could have stayed, in the hotel. Yeah. Could you hear?
Well, he gave it to Cunningham. He got the notice. He knew to. They didn't tell him to come down until 6:30.
Say that again.
I'm like, well, at least it wasn't Cunningham.
Oh yeah.
At least got to hang out. you know, and he didn't have to show up as early as I did.
Right. Yeah, that would definitely be not cool. Could you hear the commentators? Could you hear what they were saying while you were fighting?
I did. Honestly, that's why, in fact, there's a couple times you could probably, I don't know if the camera was located on me, but I actually pulled myself against the ropes so that I could hold on to Cunningham and didn't get hit with a shot, so I could take my attention off of him to kind of look at the commentary crew to be like, hey, you know, like, really? You know what I mean? Like, not only was their commentary completely off base with me, but it also wasn't doing any justice to Steve. I'm like, you guys, he would murder all of you on the stage right now at the same time if you guys jumped in the ring with him. You guys are, and the things that they were ripping on him were completely, oh, he's being overly cautious. I'm laughing. I'm like, hey, why don't you jump in the ring with me and go ahead and throw caution to the wind? See how smart of a move that is for a guy that outweighs you by 70 pounds.
Right. Exactly. Was the fight what you expected? Did Steve Cunningham do anything different that you didn't expect him to do?
Yeah, he moved a lot better. And that's probably, again, because now he's fighting somebody who's more mobile than. In the fight with Tyson, you know, I knew he'd have a great jab. I knew he would control range very well. I mean, hell, I even talked to BJ Flores and I have friends. He goes, hey, man, in the gym, people don't beat this guy on the outside. If you don't get inside of him, even a professional boxer is going to have a long night. You got to get in, you know what I mean? So I knew that, but leading up to the fight, he usually uses just his forearms to block the punches. So I was going to hit him a lot on the arms. Like, okay, if he doesn't move, I'm just going to crack his arms and break him down that way, you know, because of my power. But then even then, like, I only got to hit him on the arms a couple times. He moved his head and body quite a bit. And the thing that sucks for me, but I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to change anything. Some of the head movement that he uses is pure boxing defense that can never work inside of an MMA cage. So I don't want to ever practice that. You know, that's one of those things with, you know, like certain chokes I can do in jiu-jitsu only work in a no-gi match with no strikes. So guess what? I never practice them. I'm just like, well, I'm not going to waste my time drilling a move I can only use in jiu-jitsu because I'm an MMA fighter first and foremost. And all these things that I'm doing, even though I want to win the competition, if I win it by sacrificing my mixed martial arts stance or by changing things up that takes away from MMA, then it's kind of losing sight of the ultimate goal, which is to be the best martial artist that I can be.
Do you plan on continuing, or are you going to do another one of these?
Yeah, absolutely. I enjoyed it. You know, I think that, you know, I would actually right now, just as far as to kind of keep the theme of what I'm doing going on, you know, I showed what a good mixed martial artist can do against a great boxer, you know, in their own backyard. I showed how MMA, you know, and I'm not the guy in MMA with the best hands. You know, I feel I'm very good with my boxing, which I showcased on Saturday, but I'm not the premier striker in MMA. So I showed what one of the above average strikers can do in a boxing match. So I'm very feel accomplished for that. But now to even drive the point home further, I would like to fight a boxer and now in a bare knuckle fight. And even if I can't get one to agree to the bare knuckle setup as far as no gloves, I would say fine, but let's still just use the rules as far as allowed to use the clinch. Because now I won't take you down, I won't submit you, but me just using a grappling clinch, an MMA clinch type striking with my boxing will completely blow your boxing out of the water.
Interesting. Now, I know that there was talk, Dave Feldman used to come on the show on a regular basis, that you were talking to him, that you were possibly going to do something with BKFC.
Yes, I am. I mean, that was originally what I was training for in August, because I was told, you know, a couple different times when we were getting fights and just getting opponents and stuff wasn't working out. So luckily, you know, it allowed me, I was focused a lot on the bare knuckle sparring. So when I got the call from Malky that, hey, we have an opportunity on the table, would you like to fight, you know, a boxer in a boxing match? I was like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, how long do I have? And they're like, oh, it'll be middle of April, you know, to May at the time was what they were telling me. I'm like, that's cool. I've been doing nothing but stand-up fighting and only doing jiu-jitsu once or twice a week right now and grappling. So I've been working on this bare-knuckle boxing. I've been sparring on our feet a ton. So let's go ahead. And now I just have to, you know, eliminate the clinch work that I've been practicing. But as far as jab, cross, hook, uppercut, you know, and not throwing a kick or a knee. I've been doing it now for the last several months.
I'm sure you've seen there's been quite a few names, and one in particular, that's been hitting the Twitter machine, you know, trying to throw his name into to fighting you again. Have you seen it? And is there any interest in that?
No. Who's that?
That would be Tim Sylvia.
Oh, Tim. I mean, if we work it out, I'll fight anybody anytime. You know what I mean? I've always been that guy. I mean, hell, as stupid as I thought I was afterwards when I first did it, but originally the first name thrown at me wasn't Tony O'Tarver. It was Shannon Briggs. And I said, yeah, of right. course, you know? And then that was probably the first time in my career as a fighter I've ever hung up the phone. And I was like, there was a part of me that wanted to call Malky back going, hey, you know what, man? Sometimes don't listen to me. Sometimes I'm a little too brave for my own good. You know what I mean? Like, this was a very unhealthy decision. You know, I'm like Shannon Briggs, one of the most powerful boxers that ever lived, you know? You know, speed, power, strength, and good technique. And the guy's a heavyweight champ. You know, and, you know, pull a picture up of him. He looks like Cunningham, you know? I mean, the guy can jump in there and he'll probably fight tomorrow. So, but then that didn't work out. So I'm like, oof, dodge that bullet.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, though, Matt, Briggs is signed with BKFC as well.
Yeah, Jim. Yeah.
So you can still get that if
you
want.
Yeah, you can still get it in.
Well, in the clinic, possibly. Bare knuckle, that was definitely, I mean, but a pure boxing match, I mean, I'll take it. But, you know what I mean? Like, that's one of the things where I'll be Hector kissing my wife goodbye going, hey, I love you, and hopefully I still know who you are when this is all said and done.
Good stuff. Frank, I want to thank you for coming back on. It was great hanging out with you. And I'm working on a little deal for you that you said you might want in your gym, and I'm working on it for you.
Oh, awesome. I'd like to go set that up and help you guys out.
So I'll call you after the show and tell you what we're working on. And, again, thank you. It was an awful lot of fun hanging out on Friday. I enjoyed watching the fight, and I'm looking forward to seeing you getting back in action.
Cool. Awesome, man. All right, Rodney. See you guys.
All right, take care. That is your former UFC heavyweight champ, Frank Mir. And like I said, and he said last week when he was on, he just didn't want to embarrass himself.
Sure.
And I think he can say that he didn't. I think we can say that he didn't. I think Cunningham would say that he didn't. And like Frank said last week, all the pressure was on Steve Cunningham.
Absolutely.
You know, people are saying, how did Steve Cunningham not finish this fight?
Sure.
You know, Anthony Smith was on and said, you know, that, and he was wrong, that Frank Mir didn't win a round. He did.
He won the fourth round,
I believe on one card he won two rounds.
Okay.
I believe.
Sure.
You know, it was hard to hear through all the smoke that was in the arena.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
So it was a little difficult to do that.
It's hard to count. It's
like, but yeah, Tim Sylvia jumped right on it. Hey, I want a rematch. I wanted this. I wanted that. Well, you know, money talks.
Money does talk. But yeah, come on over
and
to
so the, does the money man. So or Magic Money or Magic Man or Antonio Tarver, Antonio. Who we had the chance to run into.
It's good to see you, Tony.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I texted him again and I didn't get a response. So
all right. Well, we're gonna drive this truck to his gym, so if you wanna go with us.
I don't know when you're doing that.
I don't either. Well, I'm just gonna pull up.
That's the way you roll.
I just walk in like I own the place anyway.
All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk to your partner in crime over here. We'll talk a little GNAT and then the most famous voice
ever
in all the land.
Of all time.
Jesus in about 15 minutes. Is he not the most? I don't know. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sound. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is your Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Ice Lewandow, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You know, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
So you spent all of your media exposure.
Most.
All in the suite area.
With Chuck Liddell.
With all these people that I've never heard of.
Oh, like Logan Paul. And
you didn't get one-liner.
Well.
Interesting.
Well, look, I have the original Apple from the Garden of Eden, so it doesn't really have a microphone. It doesn't work.
Interesting.
But I'm getting my phone upgraded, and it's coming soon.
Interesting.
So, yeah. But Chuck, you know what? I got to get Chuck on. If you can make the phone call to Chuck, I got to get Chuck on the GNAT like I did Frank, because when he stands and talks, he shifts his hips because of the pain. I can see his hip. We saw it when he walked to the cage to fight Tito. I know we can fix him. So make the call, please.
All right. I'm really torn, just so you know.
Okay.
All right. First, introduce your guest.
All right. My guest is my other boss. So I used to work for myself. Now I work for Knockout Radio. And my other boss flew in overnight, Brandon Kelly.
Dan's arms are tired.
All the way from Denver, Colorado. He is also my boss at GNAT, otherwise known as StreetNAT. Also coming out with a new name, but I can't drop that yet.
All right. Well, I'm really torn.
All right.
All right. And I got to be honest, but, you know, I think you're a circus clown, you know, which is why you perform so well in Atlanta.
That's why I fit in so great.
That's what I'm saying. That thing that you wear around your neck is the stupidest. What are you doing? Put it down. Hey.
So you do it. Dub them.
Just
dub them. Let my boss do all the work.
So what I'm getting at is the ridiculous toy that you continue to wear around your neck like some schmo.
Ridiculous as in.
But I don't respect you. Well, I do respect you.
Well, I appreciate that.
So
put it on. Double.
No, I'm not putting it on.
It's honorary dubbing.
It's gonna. You'll see.
You'll be part of the royal family.
But explain the toy.
All right. So this is a kendama. And it's a traditional Japanese skill toy. But the magical part about it is it unlocks the potential in you because you choose to let it out. When you start playing with the kendama, the big cup, the little cup, the base cup, and the spike, you're literally taking your physical self, your mental self, and your emotional self, and you're bringing all those capabilities to right here, right now.
I will use this when Chuckles over here can get it on that.
Done.
He can do it
now. Can he really?
Yeah.
Hold on right here.
It's live radio. We're not doing it. It's live radio. We'll do it later.
Okay, later.
We'll do it later. I figured that if anybody can do something weird, it would be.
But it's addicting. It seems like it starts off like a stupid little toy until you do it for the first time. And then you're like,
You look okay wearing the silliness around your neck.
Stop it.
Ronald McDonald over here.
Well,
you know.
I do. His kendama is so stupid. I brought him another one just because it's.
This one's legendary.
It's the stupidest. It's not stupid. It's just so cheap, and he deserves better. That's all.
This kendama's met my mind.
Yeah, you notice how I turned it off?
Yeah,
he's an idiot. He's an idiot. He's playing with a toy that's going can hear that.
That's a dream come true to be able to just turn him down a little bit. Oh, you see how hyped he got right there? You see that feeling?
I got the spike.
That's real.
No, I said no. No, it ain't happening.
Once you feel the power of the kendama, your life will enhance. What was it?
Yeah.
Enlightened.
You get enlightened and enhanced.
We're Snoop. We'll all get heightened right now.
I'm gonna feel the power when we leave you in Jacksonville. That'll be the power.
I'll stay.
It's your vehicle, and I'll still drive it home and leave you there.
It's a carjacking.
That's his G-net on the back of it. Yeah, so that's the business.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we got to get the fighters on it in Jacksonville, so it's gonna be our job.
Yeah, that's going to happen. You're not. You don't understand. There's still a pandemic going on.
Right.
Okay. Not really.
We supersede the pandemic.
Yeah, we're past that.
Yeah.
Well, I would hope so.
We're all over that part.
So it's okay.
We can't go into the building until we get tested. And when I say the building, I mean for tomorrow. Mm. So we have to be there 24 hours in advance to entering the building. So I want to go to the press conference. That's tomorrow. Well, we can't do it because we're not there today.
Oh, right, because 24-hour interview.
Right, so we needed to be tested today to go to the press conference tomorrow. So now Thursday's out. Friday is the fake weigh-in.
Right, yeah.
I'm never going to a fake weigh-in.
Right.
It's silly. So, right. I barely want to go to the real weigh-in.
For sure.
The fake one's even worse. But in order to go to the weigh-in, we have to go tomorrow.
Right.
So we have to spend money for a hotel. You have to spend money on food for me.
Right.
And all that on Thursday.
True.
Which I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. We're not going to go on Thursday.
Right.
So we're going to go on Friday after we see Lord Stanley.
Yes.
And we see Lombardi.
Yes.
And we go see all the drivers because we need to interview them on Friday.
I'm not an expert, but I would say your kendama is more rare than the Lombardi Trophy and Lord Stanley Cup together. Please tell them about the history of the kendama company. The guy who dubbed it.
You do have a really nice kendama. he's not doing the best introduction, but it is.
Well, that's shocking. Really, it's shocking that really Matt's nice. Not doing it justice.
So there's a guy named Patrick Gurr, and he's an international artist, amazing artist. He does everything from guns to kendamas as one-off art pieces. He's known all around the world. He paints kendamas, and this is actually one of those Gurr collections. So although you're just being introduced to it, when you do start to wear it around your neck, there's going to be some kendama heads around, and they're gonna be like, wow.
Like, where'd you get
Gurr? It's
a badge of honor.
More street cred than Matt with his little rinky-dink thing over there.
His is kind of ridiculous.
It's so stupid. Yeah. But I give it up because it's a nice...
And it matches my shoes.
I talk about the G-Net, you know, only because I don't want Matt to talk about it. I'm going to turn Matt off just so you can
it's
talk
good.
About the G-Net.
It's good. The G-Net is... Honestly, it's more than a piece of fitness equipment. I was introduced to it because I've been a personal trainer in the fitness industry for years, and I had a friend of mine tell me, you've got to go check this thing out. It wasn't until I got over there, and my entire training career has changed because of the G-Net. It's a therapy more than a piece of fitness equipment. It really is. It puts you in alignment with yourself, which is why the fighters will love using it so much. But more than the fighters, I'm not kidding, anybody who steps up onto the G-Net literally changes themselves right away. It takes you sympathetic.
you say that, but you broke a fighter in Denver.
We don't know that. He just hasn't called me back.
It's his boy.
We pushed him
a little too hard. I don't know if you want to say his name, but we pushed him too hard. We called him. We set it up. Brandon took him to the studio, and he broke Melvin.
He did great.
We broke him.
He did great.
I like how you said, I don't know if we want to say his name. We broke Melvin.
We broke him. I told you to take it easy on him, and you broke him.
I did. I told them. On a scale of 1 to 10, we went to like a 6, which is, these guys get punched in the face, right? So I figure you can't just like let them walk through.
All right, I'm going to tell you a quick story when I got on it. Now again, I have a circus clown that's putting me through my workout, okay? So we already know that.
The circus clown.
And I want you and I want everybody to know I do it half-ass. I mean, I know that. I'm going to say that up front. So I do one of these ridiculous workouts with circus clown, and I feel nothing. You know, it's nothing. Let me finish the story. And I'm like, whatever. Now, again, I only did one set or what? Not a set. I did one
set of 12.
Circuit. Right. One loop.
One loop. Okay. So I told him, get out of my house. Take your Jeep and leave me alone. You know, you are not bright. I don't like you. Go away. And I laughed at him. Now, I did. I was breathing hard for, and I'm being totally honest with you. You know, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 seconds. So it was no big deal, right? So then I go inside. And I spend my day doing whatever I do, which is basically nothing. And I don't remember if it was at night or the next morning I thought I had COVID. Okay. I thought I was dying. I thought I was having a heart attack. It was, my chest was closing up, which I thought somehow COVID snuck in. Kind of like Passover. It kind of like just slithered under the door. And then I said, you know what? It was probably from doing that stupid thing on his truck.
It gets you. So, and you don't realize how much work you're doing when you're doing it. And then you step away. And I tell everybody this. The first thing you want to do is get something to eat and take a nap. Because it literally works every motor muscle in your body.
Now, see, if he would have told me it would help me nap, I would do it more often.
Oh, the best naps. I'm not kidding. It gives you the best naps.
And tell him that he gets to eat afterwards. You do. He's number one fan.
I think the thing that I need to learn how to do, and again, I need to talk to you because Circus Clown is
He's learning.
I'm not even sure
his brain needs to be rewired. Yeah. For some reason, he when he grabs with his left hand, when he disconnects his right leg, he puts all his focus on his left hand. He can't.
Hold on a second. Hold on. He's laughing at you. You're laughing at me.
He can't. His brain switches off. So, like, as soon as he disconnects the right leg, all of his attention goes to his left hand. This one gives way because he can't focus.
Well, it's not give way.
It's not equally balanced.
I'm not doing 50-50.
Yeah.
And I'm like holding on, and that's why I don't like it.
But here's the thing: the first thing the GNAT does is
just get me a better trainer. That's what the GNAT does.
You become a better trainer. Yeah, it's like that's actually why I flew that. In.
Yes, the training.
But it raises whatever it fixes your imbalances. It really does. So if you're say your right side is way stronger than your left, it's gonna help you strengthen and develop that left side to meet the right side where it's at.
Well, my problem has been that it's both sides. So, you know, if I do the right, then it's the left that I'm doing 98% holding on. And then when I switch over, it's the same. It's weird. I don't know what I'm doing.
We're going to work it out today.
Honestly,
well,
not today.
We're coming to the house.
Yeah. No,
I know where you live.
You're here tomorrow. He's not leaving until.
And I got to add a $5 upcharge because there's a water view when I pull in across the street from your home. So that water view got to cost extra.
Yeah, but the thing is, I should charge you for the use of my water view.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to be my first paying customer.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So I just want to make sure that
good luck with that.
And aren't you feeding him? So is he just really buying his own food this week? And is that what that's going to...
And I buy his sodas. Yeah, it's pretty much... It's really a win-win for him.
The deal is pretty good. Whether I work out or not, he's getting me lunch. That's how it goes.
Oh my God.
And he brings lunch when he works me out. See, that's the best part of him. You brought me this awesome toy, but he brings me food and says, hey, if you work out, you can have this double quarter pounder with cheese.
This is a tool. I'm not kidding. A tool of enlightenment.
The first time we did get on it, literally, I went to McDonald's and got a double quarter pounder with cheese. It was the greatest double quarter pounder with cheese ever.
Food and a nap. That's it.
Last night, I won't say the restaurant I went to, but they have a special burger. It was a burger. It was sausage. It was fried onions. It was jalapenos. And it was a form of barbecue brisket. Mm. This was all on one burger. I'm like, I'm going back. Are you back?
I never left.
You're definitely not.
Every time I get up, they open the Red Sea for me. They part the ways.
You should have seen it. You know, I really don't like giving up any credit at all.
I know. I believe it.
I'll call on Antonio myself and let him know his nickname is gone. I am now the Magic Man.
Your star power. That's you.
Yeah, try telling him that.
Who, Antonio?
Yeah.
I'll tell him that. You think I'm afraid of Antonio?
Tell Iraq that first.
Who's Iraq?
Iraq.
Oh, I thought it was Egypt.
This guy's a moron.
Whatever his name is.
He's just so stupid. You are so stupid. I'm really not sure I've met a dumber person. You fit the role that you want to play perfectly.
Well, it's not an act.
I love the two of you
authentic.
Guys.
I am 100% authentic.
It's the best.
I'm just waiting for you to put the kendama on Randy. Please dub him.
No.
It's like the queen of, where's the place with the guy that just died?
You would know about the queens.
The queens. Dub him with the knight and make you an honorary.
Fine. When we get through our set of 12, I will dub him with the kendama.
Dama head.
Or when Freddie Mercury shows up.
Alex?
No, Freddie Mercury. Alex got to do it.
Alex Weghorn looks like Freddie Mercury.
He does.
He had the mustache. He went with him. Does he dress up as him in character?
Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, and then I'm just going to take this guy out and throw him on 4th Street and see if a vehicle will run over his head.
Or
this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Apex Strong and Staff. So he's getting close to getting.
I love it.
This will be the fourth time. I see number 4 right around the corner. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Retief Goosen from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hello again. Hello. Hello again.
Hi, we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza. You're this close to number 4.
Are you serious?
I'm just saying.
How am I going to get fired? I didn't do anything.
That's the problem.
I'm just receiving lunch.
All right, run down the card. Do something constructive.
Do you want to start at the undercard, the prelims?
You normally start and work your way up.
All right. Is that what I do in my radio career? Start at the bottom, work my way up?
Well, you are still at the bottom.
I still got more work to do. The early prelims coming to you from Jacksonville Arena this Saturday, April 24th, starting at 6 p.m., available on ESPN2. Your first fight of the night is a women's strawweight division is Liang Na versus... What? You're laughing at the name? Nah. No, how could I mispronounce Nah?
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you
There's
did.
There's no little symbol over it. There's no little squiggly lines. Nah. Am I wrong with the name? She is fighting Ariane. So not this one. Carnalosi? Is that right?
I don't know. I'm reading a press release.
All right. Well, but I can't pronounce his names. Quilling.
All right, start where a name you can produce, you can announce.
We'll go to the prelim card.
So, Anthony Smith.
We got Pat Sabatini. Is Sabatini your buddy from the Bucks?
No.
What was his name? The wrestler, Dan.
Sabby Piscatelli.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Tristan Connolly. Your middleweight is Carl Robertson versus Brendan Allen. The welterweight, Dwight Grant versus Stefan Sekulic. And then your welterweight is Alex Oliveira versus Randy Brown. That's your prelim card at 8 p.m.
Before you get to the main event, I responded to someone's Facebook post about Usman.
Okay.
And, you know, snore fest and this fest and that fest. And I just find it so interesting, and I hope Joe's listening, because all of the people, or a lot of the people, that are so down on Usman,
okay,
because of his fight style,
right?
But they believe GSP is the greatest fighter of all time.
Okay.
So I think Usman is better than GSP was. I truly do. I think he's more violent than GSP was. GSP would take you down and hold you down.
Sure.
Okay. Matt Hughes would take you down, hold you down. Of course, Matt Hughes would beat you up a little as well.
Right.
And I think that's what Usman does.
Right.
You know, so they're very similar in what they do. Yet GSP, some people believe, is pound for pound the greatest fighter of all time. I don't. But they dislike this guy, who's carbon copy.
Yeah.
And then I guess Dana has already come out and said, if he beats Masvidal on Saturday night, that the rematch with Covington is next.
Well, I mean, who else is he going to fight in the division?
I don't really think there is anybody.
I mean, he's cleared it out.
And I think he stays where he's at. He continues fighting who's ever 2, 3, or 4 or whatever. And he can do what Jake Paul's doing and just bank the money.
Sure.
I mean, like Anthony said, you know, Usman's one of the best fighters of all time.
All time. 18-1.
And T. Woodley almost went at it in the back at the circus show in Atlanta.
Who did?
T. Woodley.
Against who?
When he went into Paul's locker room.
Really?
Well, he went in to watch them tape up, and which they do. And I guess words were said.
Oh.
T. Woodley, you know, started a rap, I believe. Well, started to sing.
Maybe that's why he's in a bad mood, because I saw him after the fight. He was in a bad mood.
He's always in a bad mood.
But yeah, he is. But he Ben is. But Ben got whooped. So, you know, that's your guy. But that's your corner guy.
It doesn't matter.
It's a reflection of you.
Okay, hold on.
In your corner.
I want you to relate to your life.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And some stories that you and I have talked about.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
So Ben then should have informed T. Woodley how happy he is.
Hey, bud, don't worry about it. I just made $500,000.
Or $1 million.
Right. We're good.
We're good.
I'm going to take you out to a steak dinner like Randy Harris gets every Friday.
Or he could have said, I'm going to hit the drive-through and you can get a burger. Right. But it would be nice for the person who has your back, Ben Askew, you know, that he knows that he's in on it.
Right, right.
Right? Now, I know you don't want everybody in on it because you can't. Because, what is it, loose lips sink ships.
Right.
So you have to be really careful who you trust with all's good. Right. I just made a lot of zeros.
Right. If you're going to take a dive, you can't let everybody know.
I didn't say he took a dive.
But if someone was intending to take a dive, you just don't want the wrong people to know about it.
I don't think he took a dive. I don't. I'm naive, but I couldn't see from the monitor that we had.
But don't you buy into the notion of your fighter, your camp, your corner guys, like they take personal responsibility for your performance. Like it isn't a stain on Tyron.
Zero.
None. It has nothing to do with him, his preparation for his fighter, his preparation, the way he came in conditioned.
Nothing.
Really?
Really. Nothing.
I disagree.
So, in other words, you better be careful how you word this, because this could be your last radio show then.
Why?
Because, for that reason. So, do I have to take responsibility for your stupidity?
You get to take responsibility.
Right. So I don't want it no more.
No, you don't have to. You get to.
I have to.
You get to be a part of the Magic Man.
So it's the same thing as what you're just saying. If T. Woodley has to take responsibility for Askew and what he did, and I know it's Askew. I want to be Michael Buffer when I grow up. So if that's the case, then I have to take responsibility for your stupidity, which means this could be your last radio show. Because I don't want to do that anymore.
No way. You go places with me involved. We go up in the world. We go vertical on the GNet. We go vertical in the stadiums. We go vertical with Snoop Dogg. And that's just high.
That's horizontal. If you're around Snoop enough, you're going horizontal.
You're going higher with Snoop around.
We only have about 6 minutes left.
All right, let's get the spike card out of the way.
So I was going to let you throw a little sadness that the red, yellow, blue. I'm taking my banner, by the way, when I leave today. Are you upset about this?
There's no sadness. It's no sadness. Like, you know, the days of dragging horses to water and motivating people to care about a brand or be a part of a community, begging them to show up on time and have some kind of self-worth and, like, you know, commitment to a job.
Hold on a second.
I'm done.
Stimulus checks.
I can't wait anymore. I did it for 15 years. You know, the only person who's going to benefit from my efforts next is me. That's it. I don't have no employees. I don't have to worry about 15 people representing me in the community.
Hold on a second. Hold on. So the only person that's going to benefit is you while you're doing free training.
Well, it's demos. Demos. Listen. You're a paying customer. I'll be at your residence later with the water view. Today, I will accept payment for the first time. You'll be my first paying customer with your new kendama, and you can say that today was the first day.
I could, but I won't.
Well, I will say that on Saturday night, starting at 10 p.m. at the Jacksonville Arena on pay-per-view, your first fight of the night on the main card is your boy and my boy now, Anthony Lionheart Smith, in the light heavyweight division, taking on Jimmy Crute.
It's going to be a good fight.
That's a great fight.
You know, and like he said, you know, Jimmy's an up-and-comer.
12-1.
Right. He's only got the one there on the way up.
It's a big fight. It's a great way to start the main card because your second fight is the middleweight fight with Uriah Hall versus Chris Weidman, the former champ. You move on to a title bout in the women's flyweight, Valentina Shevchenko, who could be maybe one of the most dominant fighters.
Not could be.
Either gender.
She is.
In the world.
She is. There's just one problem.
Nunez.
Amanda Nunez is still alive. Right. And as long as she is, she's the baddest person on this planet.
And she's taking on Jessica Andrade, who is a beast. Then your co-main event, your women's strawweight, Zhang, taking on Rose Namajunas.
I don't think she gets enough credit, you know, because we don't know a whole lot about her.
Zhang?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the casual fans, you know, they know about Rose.
Right.
You know, they know about Pat. You know, they know about Denver. They know about all that stuff, but they don't really know about her. They know that she's the champ, but they don't know how good she really is.
And what people need to know about Rose is she lost her mental focus, kind of like Tyron Woodley. Like, you know, the champ and the pressure of being the champ and the constant on top of the hill. And
it's a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot. And not everybody can handle that kind of pressure. And I think you saw Rose kind of lose her focus when she got body slammed by Andrade and lost her title. And then she refocused and came back, and she looked sharp her last fight. She looked focused mentally. And you're going to see that from Anthony Smith this time. I believe him when he says he's a new guy.
You get lost.
You do get lost in it.
You,
of course.
You know, you don't necessarily have to become the champion to get lost. You get lost on success.
Sure.
You know, things come just so natural to you. You know, whether it's a fight game, you know, climbing up on the monkey bars, you know, whatever.
Not monkey bars. Don't say monkey bars.
Why? I can't say monkey?
Not monkey bars.
I'm not saying your thing on the
back. Oh, okay. Don't talk about G-Net like that.
Oh, so you're considering it monkey
bars. It's not monkey bars.
So just because you thought of it that way doesn't mean I did.
Listen, I'm going to say it again for the people in the back, right? I don't think they can call you a champion until you've been beat. Because even a loser will keep going when he's winning.
What does that mean?
It means
a loser will continue going when he's winning.
Right. A loser will keep going if they're winning. They got nothing to lose. Right, but when you lose and you've been knocked down and you get back up, that's when you're a real champion. That's when champions are. That's when they can call you a champion. And in your main event?
Honestly, the last minute I feel dumber.
Well, I've done my job.
I am dumber now.
I have to hold you back a peg or two.
Than I was a minute ago.
Don't make me mad. I'll go ruin Anthony Smith's podcast. I'll join his team.
This is my new saying. You see my new saying, right?
Live your dash?
Yeah, live your dash.
What's that mean?
Where do you see a dash?
The Kardashians?
No, you see a dash on a tombstone.
Why is that funny?
You live your dash because there's the number that you were born and the number when you die. You got to live the dash.
All right, well, I'm gonna live the title fight, the main event, the last fight of the night, the welterweight division. It's the rematch: Kamaru Usman versus Street Jesus Jorge Masvidal.
I was supposed to go through the mountains at Red Rock with Street Jesus.
Really?
Well, he's from Tenors of Rock. It's not.
Oh, you know, this Street Jesus.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good card. If you were fortunate enough to grab a ticket, you know, look for us. We're going to have some giveaways. We'll have some 8-Man Strong stuff. We'll get you on the GNAT as well.
Who wins that fight?
Usman.
Usman.
Taking Usman.
Even after the last fight, like, Jorge looked pretty good. He took it on 6-day notice.
I'm taking Usman. Yeah, and a pizza. This is Knockout Radio. Brought
he
to
did
you
have
by
a pizza.
Man Strong and Staff. So, see everybody next week. My place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, driver of the number 14 AJ Foyt Racing Chevrolet, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.